I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. One of the biggest trends in the last 20 years in vegetable gardening has been the expanded use of raised beds. It's not a new idea, but it seems everyone is embracing a raised bed to grow better tomatoes, lettuce, carrots, and many other crops. It is smart. Raised beds are more productive. The soil warms and dries out faster, and it doesn't get compacted because you don't have to step on the beds. Raised beds are easier to weed, water, and fertilize. The best type is a raised bed with a border. You can use wood, stone, brick, logs, or concrete blocks to make your raised bed. For wood, use rot-resistant types such as cedar and composite wood. We got a good deal on some hemlock boards 5 years ago, and our beds are still in good shape. Avoid pressure-treated lumber. If you do have some, line the inside of the beds with plastic to create a soil barrier. Build your beds 3 to 4 feet wide and as long as you like. Don't bother killing the grass under the beds unless it's loaded with tenacious weeds like quackgrass. If building on grass or soil, build a bed 8 inches tall. On impervious surfaces like asphalt, build them 1 foot tall. If you have problems with mice and voles tunneling in your bed, line the bottom with 1/2 inch thick hardware cloth. Brace the corners of the bed so it doesn't warp over time, and fill it with a 60-40 mixture of topsoil and compost. Mulch to preserve moisture, and consider succession planting veggies to get 2 or 3 crops from each bed. Fertilize the bed after each crop. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about foodscaping. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.